Talking to Thierry Jobin all about the Fribourg International Film Festival. He's the man to tell us all about it, as he is the festival director. So Thierry, thank you so much for making time and talking to us today, just a couple of days before the Fribourg International Film Festival kicks off. So how's it all going? Are you feeling ready?
No, never. You're never ready. Even during the festival, you're never ready. You never know if the films will be okay and everything, if the guests will be in the plane. So, no, it's stressful, but it's good.
I mean, before we talk about the actual film festival and the highlights on the programme, what will your day look like today? Do you have any sense of what you're going to be doing just 2 days before it all kicks off?
Oh, my God. Do you have a machine to enlarge the hours of a day? Because I have to write my speech. I have to make 3 interviews. I have to prepare some schedule for team. No, I know that today I will work until maybe 2 a.m. something.
Oh, so, bless you. We won't keep you too long, I promise. You need to crack
No. It's always good to begin the day with you, because you kind of, every year, you're kind of a lucky charm for the festival.
I love that. Thank you. That's good to hear. This year, there's a focus for the Fribourg International Film Festival on the films of North Macedonia. Tell me a little bit about North Macedonian film. I don't know enough, clearly.
No, I understand. Yeah, because last year at the same time, I didn't know anything about Macedonian movies, but suddenly I had this, I just noticed that there were some productions coming from there. I just watched them. I asked a curator to help me, and we discovered that this very small country, actually it's 2 million inhabitants and 2 million people in exile. Actually, half of the population is out of the country. They are creating such interesting movies with some taboos, like homosexuality in the Balkans, you know, something things like that. And also a lot of humor, the kind of humor that you can find. Last year, we found it in the Moldovan movies, for example. The kind of humor that you can find in some Iranian movies, for example. And this year in competition, we have some Chinese movie with this kind of humor too. It's a humor like absurd humor, like Jacques Tati or Wes Anderson movies. See?
Oh, nice.
It's just a way to talk about the absurdity of life in the country. North Macedonia is very complicated in terms of ethnicity, cultures, religions, languages. And so I needed a curator, and I found one in my technical team, actually, a guy who was coming from there.
Oh, amazing. So someone on the team was like, hey, I've got these movies. You should check this one out. And then this one, and then this one.
Absolutely. He had to watch like something like 100 movies, and he chose not only choosing the best ones, but also trying to create some kind of puzzle of the complexity of the country. Yeah. And if you watch the 17 movies, actually 7 shorts and 10 long features, you will maybe understand a little better about this small country. Very complicated situation, actually, between Greece, Serbia, and all these influences. And I had already 2 guests who can't come because they had to change their passports relatively of the European Union. And it was too late now for them to have the passport. And yesterday I just learned that the woman who helped me a lot, Biljana from North Macedonian Film Fund, she will not be able to come because, you know, it's so close to our country, but it's so complicated still, you know.
And then you have to rejig different programs where they were going to be speaking and all sorts,
yes,
I imagine.
Yes, absolutely. This is the nightmare of the artistic director. But, you know, at the end you wake up and you're happy.
We're running out of time, so I want to quickly touch on the hip-hop section as well of the FIFE program. You're celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. I've seen, 8 Mile is a classic and an amazing movie. Never seen it in a room full of people. And I guess that must change it as well. before. Like, I imagine going to a film festival is a little bit like, you can watch the movie at home. That's like listening to the music at home on your own, or you can go and see the band live. It's like you can go to a film festival and enjoy it with other people.
But with other people, and there will be concerts, and there will be party nights. Especially the last night will be the history of rap from 1973 to 2023 in a chronological order from 11 to 5 a.m., for example. And there is a huge exhibition of graffiti here in Fribourg, linked with the festival, of course. Now, it's very interesting because I just noticed that this genre, hip-hop movies, that you can find in Colombia, that you can find in Korea, in Morocco, it's almost like the sport movies genre, you know, because it's always the story of somebody who wants to go out of his situation and go better in his or her life with rap, graffiti, breakdance, and you know, it will be a very feisty party film festival, especially with the fact that this section is linked with one of my carte blanche, the favorite movies of one of my favorite directors. It's Michel Gondry, who directed Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind with Jim Carrey. He worked a lot with hip-hop since the very beginning, and we will screen two of his movies, especially Dave Chappelle's Block Party. And you know, Fribourg Film Festival will be a block party this year.
Amazing. Yes, I can imagine it's going to be a great one. I've never made that sort of equation before of those sort of hip hop movies and musical movies are a bit like the sports movies in that you have someone that wants to succeed and they're very ambitious.
Absolutely.
And they're sort of held back for a while, but they have the drive.
Absolutely.
And passion. It's very...
And that's why we are screening also Scarface by Brian De Palma. It's not a hip hop movie, but the influence of Scarface and the character of Al Pacino in Tony Montana was so influential on hip hop, on gangsta rap. You know, the figure of Tony Montana, this guy coming from Cuba to Miami and trying to succeed in life. Having all the richness, actually, you know, the jacuzzi in a manor. It's kind of this kind of character. He is a hip hop icon.
Yes. Wow. Okay. I like how you're integrating that into the program. It's all happening between the 15th and the 24th of March. Tickets can be bought at fiff.ch. You can do /en as well to get the whole site in English. Thierry Jobin, Festival Director, thank you so much for joining me on the Breakfast
thank
Show
you,
to tell
Kate.
Me about what's going on this year. Enjoy it.
Yes. Thank you so much. Hope to
thank
see you
there.